friend.
It is.
Ken Duke is going in the Hall of Fame tomorrow night, and he is also, you know, that means he's back on the course, which he's going to be playing at the Honda Classic this weekend, so we're starting to think about golf.
Yeah, it's beautiful golf weather out there today, right?
It is
well,
nice.
If you want to play quickly, it's a good time to get out because not many people will.
True.
So you guys are up and running? Open for business?
We are. We got spring classes going on. We got our middle school league that's getting started here in the next, I think, 3 weeks.
Got a league?
Yeah. We've done this for several years now, and it's really grown over the last year or so. In particular, it's a league for all of the parochial middle schools that don't have their own tournaments that they get to put together through the AAA or anything like that.
That's cool.
It's kind of a feeder for a lot of the high school programs in the area. They reached out to us through the diocese, actually, originally, and it's just grown leaps and bounds since then.
So they always play at your place?
They do, yeah. They come out there. They take several schools out there 3 days a week for about 6 weeks altogether every spring. They do matches against one another. They do practices that are supervised by our staff, and then we put them through some of our life skills curriculum as well.
That's awesome. Well, the official start of spring comes before the Masters, but that's, for most of us, the official start of spring. I mean,
absolutely.
Once the Masters comes around, we really start paying close attention to golf, although there are a lot of good tournaments now going on.
Good one going on right now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Tiger's playing today. So is Ken Duke. I assume Mulder's in the field as well. He's had a good start to his season.
Bryce, let me check up on that. It was interesting. You heard Tiger and Phil talking about how it seems like each year guys are starting to get prepared for the Masters earlier and earlier and earlier. It's like they're using these tournaments to. It's just become so huge, so huge. I think guys used to typically start to get ready maybe a month before. Now it's 6 weeks.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and you know, it used to be that they'd have the season where all these other guys were just trying to get in the Masters, grab one of those last two spots or so. Mm-hmm. I think now they've changed the start of the official season around, so the field gets set quite a bit earlier, and you see some of these bigger names that get in these tournaments at the start of the year.
Yeah, start of the year is in October now as opposed to the beginning of the calendar year or closer to it. So the Thursday of the Masters is April 10th, which is the sixth annual day at the Masters, and I got to play in the par 3 contest for the first time last year, and they have youngsters who are part of the first tee program that come out and caddy. It is a blast, and you walk the par 3 course. It's actually very cool, and that was the first time I ever played the par 3 course.
Yeah.
It's April 10th.
It's a nice little layout.
Is that always fall on the same weekend as
the
Derby?
It's the first full week of April.
It's not normally, no. It's usually the week before.
It's right after the National Championship game.
Yeah. It is a little later than normal. Mm,
right after the National Championship game, and then it seems like the Derby's actually
probably a weekend earlier
this year.
The Derby's usually the next week.
Yeah.
Wow, I mean,
big weekend.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
You know, there's really no point in working the last 2 days of that week. You might as well just take off.
It's
come
funny
play
you
some
say
golf,
that.
He's coming home from Vegas.
I'll be back from Vegas on Wednesday night. The funny thing is, you mentioned that. We talked about this yesterday because Ozzie Smith, of course, as part of a Budweiser campaign, is talking about making the first day of Major League Baseball a national holiday, which I'm not in favor of, but I would be fine with doing the Thursday or Friday or both of the Masters or, you know, the day after the Super Bowl, which we talked about, which absolutely should be a holiday, and the first couple days of the NCAA tournament. Should without a doubt be a national holiday. Shut it down.
There's no productivity happening.
No, let's go to a bunch of local taverns and spend some money. I mean, that's a great
only
let's
way.
Do it. Let's do a tax-free day at the retailers. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities.
The only way I would do it, the Masters got to be on TV the entire time. None of this starting at 2. I think typically don't
we've
they
talked
start
about
at 2?
It. Well, normally ESPN will do like live look-ins at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning.
They got the live stream online now, which is really
you can watch
pretty
them.
Revolutionary.
It's not,
yeah, they've got like 5 different holes that you can just flip back and forth on. They show you everything that goes through there.
It's not quite the same, though. It's like Pat and I were saying. It's like if you got to do 2 full broadcast crews and 2 full you know, camera crews and 2 full director. I mean, 2 crews of directors and producers and whatever else goes into it.
Yeah.
To map out the full 2 days would be so awesome. And to be able to watch it from the first swing to the last swing on Thursday and Friday would be
great. I don't even mind if you throw a couple commercials during the morning sessions on Thursday, Friday. You know, in the afternoon, they take like 1 long commercial.
Yeah.
I don't even mind you sell a couple ads in there.
So what's going on with the day at the Masters this year?
Well,
similar
like you
format?
Said, it's the sixth annual. We start with a par 3 tournament. We're taking tee times from noon to 5 o'clock every 20 minutes. It's twosomes, 125 a person, 250 for the team. That gets you into the reception that evening as well. For several years now, we've had Chenal Country Club cater that reception. It's Masters-style food and beverage. We'll have a lot of fun stuff going on throughout the day, putting contest. We'll have some prizes for closest to the pin on one of the holes that we pick out on that par 3 course, which pretty nice little layout. As you mentioned, we've got some youngsters that are doing the caddying for each group that comes through there, and some nice prizes for the winners as well. So it's not a huge event. It's really just kind of a Kickstarter. It's easy for people to get out there in the afternoon. They don't have to take the whole day off work, but maybe start their weekend a little bit early. And for us, it's a huge difference maker because it brings in a lot of funds that help directly benefit the programs that we put on for kids from age 5 all the way up to age 17. Over 3,000 kids annually now.
Have y'all ever done a long drive?
We've done it out on our driving range. Yeah,
you ever get some like big heavy hitters come in from all around the country? Guys like the Big Beast Fister?
That would be fun.
Not like regular jamokes like me and Acree.
We might need to extend the driving range at that point.
Yeah. Who knows? Take down a few extra trees. I got you.
I do a long drive with my wedge sometimes when I blade it. So that's good.
Yes.
That's fun at the par 3 course. The group in front gets irritated, but it happens.
Yeah, that's their problem.
The par 3 course, it's amazing how challenging. You're like, oh, this is easy. It's a 98-yard hole. This is cake. Oh, wait, I just made 7. What happened? It is a great way to work on your short game. We should plan that together this year. I don't remember who I played with last year. Somebody who was better than you.
It's Thursday, though.
Huh?
Chris Kane.
I take that back. Somebody who was just as bad as us.
Thursday, I can't because Bobby Mush and the boys are flying in on Thursday.
Oh, they're getting ready for the Derby.
Huh.
What time are they flying in? Earlier?
Probably. Bobby Mush usually likes to get about 2:30.
Okay. 2:30.
I'm trying to convince Gino Covino and the boys to come down. I don't know, though.
It'll be good times.
He's flopping.
Well, I can tell you this. I've been involved in the day at the Masters several times. Well, at least a few times. I guess we're not quite too several, but we're almost there. 6th annual, so I do strongly suggest you go. It is a blast, and they show the replays of the tournament. It's so much fun, so get out there and enjoy the food, and there are a lot of cool things to bid on. Every year I'm trying to help conduct the auction, and I'm like, okay, don't do it. Don't do it. And I'm like, sometimes I'll have to bid on stuff, and then I get outbid, but that's a good. It's all for the good cause, right?
You want that temptation.
Yeah, it's nice. We got a lot of good items. I mean, there's always a cool trip, and there's a lot of neat items on site to bid on.
Are you
on,
not
so.
Doing yeah, the, that's right. the deal the, this year?
Well, this should be tough because I'm just going to be getting back. So right, yeah. They haven't asked anyway. So
Raffle prize will be a good one this year, though. It's a trip to the U.S. Open again.
How do you do?
Yeah.
Where is the U.S. Open this year?
Pinehurst.
Oh, how do you do?
Yeah.
I always wanted to go to Pinehurst.
How do you do?
How many courses do they have there? 8 or 9 or something?
Yeah,
you got a bunch, right?
A lot.
Yeah. And they play number 2 at
number
Pinehurst.
Number 2.
Who's the real number 2?
Who does number 2 work for? I guess
go.
I am.
All right. It is, again, Day at the Masters is one of the many cool things going on at First Tee. It is open to the public. They do have carts now.
Absolutely.
So if you're looking for a place to play and you haven't been over there, it is a great challenge. Pat and I have both just absolutely shot a huge number on the regular 9 out there, too. So it is, it's a lot of fun, a great challenge. And I think pretty much as far as public driving ranges go, probably the best one in the state.
One of the top 100 in the country.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, hey. Yeah. Who am I to argue?
Even before we extended out for this long drive contest.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. I'd love to
see you try to hit a drive to the back of their driving range. It could be done.
It wouldn't be good. I'd hurt myself. I don't want to do that.
That would be fun, though. So call for details or just go online to buy tickets. How do they do that?
It'll be up on our website this weekend. The info's up there right now, but we'll have the actual sign-up form that you can just print off, fax to us, email to us, take it up there yourself, and maybe get in a practice round. Raffle tickets will be going, getting set up in March, and those will be sold $10 a piece, 3 for $25 for that trip to the U.S. Open. All of these things just going on the entire month before the event.
TheFirstTAR.org if you want in. So get